and how we
election
the Saigon press censored and controlled by the military. They're surely right to wonder what kind of government and help are without it. On the party to build a better question our political goals, they deny the challenge. They will be. Question of the right to settle.
Thank you. those that call for deliverance, those that need a breakthrough tonight, those ambitious, we want to go to the next level. We want to be able to reach out and touch somebody. First, you got to be maladjusted. You got to know that you ain't going to put up with anything or any man or any woman or any business. If the business is not working for you, you can't work for it. One of the glaring things that I found out through what happened with academics, what happened with COVID, and people said, we ain't doing no slave work no more. I sat at home, I ain't working no more. I ain't going in there. The corporation makes trillions of dollars. They don't want to pay you $1 an hour. They don't want to pay you $5. The people got to the level we ain't working. And it was explosion to the corporate world. So the corporate world was getting rich where people were doing slave work. McDonald's, Burger King, and all these major corporations have been ripping black, white, brown off. The poor stay poor, and the rich get richer. And now people have woke up and now I ain't going to work. What can you do? If you're not paying them a fair wage, if you're not giving them a part of the pie, the corporation that expects to make trillions of dollars for general, all these vets making big money when the people out there on the assembly line ain't making no money. Just enough to pay the light bill, the gas bill, and come back, they got to do it all over again. Tonight, I want to talk about God is clean, the playing field. I want to talk about tonight that you need to stop being so, what I want you to do, you ain't made your mind up that you're going to stand up as a man, as a woman, or you got hang-ups. Dr. King talked about Vietnam and talked about the war, talked about how race, the war was, how the war killed those brown children, the same soldiers fight in Vietnam, Korea, they couldn't come back to Chicago or Atlanta, Mississippi. To even get a job, much less move in a white neighborhood. The Ku Klux Klan was white businessmen with hoods over their head. This country owes, and it got to repent. It owes God, and it owes me and you. Reparations is all of the basics. Some of you are like, I want everything that supposedly belongs to me, everything I supposedly can, everything can happen. I want it. When David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David was saying that I trust in God. And he said, I'm the shepherd. God is the shepherd. See, a lot of people caught up now. Young people killing young people. Here's a man in Lexington, Mississippi, the chief of police in Lexington, Mississippi, bragging about how many blacks he's killed. Now, you got blacks killing blacks in Chicago, Detroit. If more people got killed this weekend than over in Afghanistan, what are they fighting at? 50 people were shot, 25 killed. Blacks on black. When we gonna wake up? We're going to wake up when God gives the news. I told you, the pain that they sent it to your neighborhood got to come back to the neighborhood. The two police with George Floyd, they watched him get killed, and they kept the community back. Oh, they wouldn't even let people go. As one lady worked at the paramedic said, you're killing them. Get back. Those police got 3 or 4 years, they got a slap on the wrist. But they murdered. The murder is among us. People killing people among us. Your son, your daughter, your mama, your dad. It happened. Well, it's not normal for people to have cancer. It's not normal for people to have two brothers with high blood. It's not normal for a little girl going to school to be killed. They're on the west side playing basketball. Somebody comes to the driveway and shoot her. Gone. 12 and 13-year-old boy got gone. You tell me that Washington, D.C. ain't said nothing about killing that's going on. So you got the people in Iowa, they hollering about the killing. What about the killing that's going on across this country? What's going on? Where all the guns coming from? The blood is at the hand of Washington, D.C. I don't care how you put it. The blood is at the hand of those people that's in power. Those people that are anointed. They want, that's one leader. Now, I want Mary to go young. I want you to read concern number some. And I want you to think about the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. What I'm trying to tell you, you got to understand, woman or man, boy or girl, that you cut by the Almighty God. But some of you won't believe that because you all into mother stuff. You all doing something else. You're not trusting God. I say your ancestor to the breakthrough that God wants to give you tonight. I said I was telling King Jahiah, he was a bishop. I said I'm gonna talk about water or a baby laid on mama womb 9 months in water. When the bag busts, the baby born. I've never seen a drop. If it was a dry birth, it didn't live. It got to be in that sack of water. So water put the kidneys, your lungs. Water will cleanse body, mind. And some of you think alcohol will clear it up. Alcohol ain't going to clear it up. Gin ain't going to clear it up. Rum ain't going to clear it up. Nothing but water is the cleansing part of your body, mind, soul and spirit. And once you get that cleansing, you can be able to help other people. Now, the word, when I talk about the word, it's the Bible, it's the word of the universe. What's going on around the world? What's going on in Africa? What's going on in Haiti? What's going on in London and Paris? I heard that there's a monster pop. He's a bishop. The monkey pop, the two men formed each other, and they lying and talking about everybody. Just, you can't get it that you're laying down with somebody. And God said, man and woman, not woman, not man and man, not woman and woman. Y'all are not this. But because of you have strayed away from God. Now, the reason I want to bring that up, the book of Enoch, they won't even put it in the Bible. They left that out because the book of Enoch talks about corruption with the hierarchy of the angels that Michael grabbed him and left him out. So you got to understand, if the angels had to be chastised, what about me and you? The chastisement is happening. The flood. It's global one. Ain't no close. It's the curse of men and women not obeying God and changing the law. Trying to change the law of God. You can't change the law of God. God said man and woman. I don't care what you like. Is what the divine law, the Supreme Court, they got it wrong. Let me say it again. The Supreme Court, they going to live. They going to die. Judge. I got the ministers. I see where the preacher come in. They stuck him up. He laid on the floor. He said they took his ring and took the money. What he was doing with the people. If he was serving the people, he wouldn't have got stuck up. If we were out there in the street, trying to see the homeless people out there. Ain't nobody gonna come to the state and stick them up, because if you see everybody in the church, you jump on them, who's gonna kill everybody in the church? One white boy come in, he got 20 people in the church. Okay, you want to say, if you in the church, you should be ready to die for what you believe. When the COVID comes and shut the church down, the Catholic church shut down, all the churches shut down. Why? Because they ain't believing what they're preaching. Oh, y'all ain't going to hear me. But I want to say this here tonight. God is touching you. Like I told you, east, west, north, and south. So you get ready for a cleansing. The rain that was St. Louis. It rained so much in St. Louis, it come a flood on dry land. You have to call Noah. And look, it was so much water. Some people got drowned on the highway. That lets you know it's a cleansing coming, people. It's a record. You see me saying? It's a record on its way. It's a record in Mississippi, in Arkansas, in New Zealand, in Illinois, in Minnesota, in Ohio. It's a record. And the record is coming by God. You can't do nothing. Ask God to give you what you need to need. And what you need to prayer and faith. Young people dying, old people dying, and men are killing each other. Black Solomon go my foot. The Bible says, since you read the Bible says men be lovers of men, women lovers of women. And God turned them over to reprobate minds in the grave. And they go in the last breath, in that. When you read it, Romans, he said they death is on them. The death of Abaddon and the death thing is on them. Now, some of you don't like what I'm saying because you're in it. You smoking dope every day. You're on alcohol every day. You're molesting children. You're talking forward. You ain't talking forward. It's all right. It's not all right. It's not all right. Congress ain't passed a bill to put these assault weapons on. Over in Illinois, the people are raising hell about the assault weapons. The whole country should be raising hell about the assault weapons that are killing women and children. Everybody should be doing that. But tonight, prayer changes things. Beverly, God bless you. I got your letter, Beverly. I want to tell you all is well. And I want to tell you, you lost your cousin. And you saying, you asked the question, I tell you already. What happened, Beverly? Sin in the church. Sin on the street. Men got to repent back to God. And I've answered that. Well, it's gonna be for me. Like the old book said, everything is in divine order. God ain't made no mistake. But I want to say this, the murder is among us. 12, 13, 14 kids that's out there with guns, 12 years old, breaking one, put a gun down. You shot my son with your son going out at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he's 12 years old, he's 10 years old. 9 years old. Man, got the whole thing of the killer that's going to the daddy bump before the gun over there. The daddy is bumping. We got to call it what it is. Our parents got to step up. You know when you were coming up, you couldn't be out at no 1 o'clock, no up at 3 o'clock in the morning walking the street with a pistol. Trying to stick up somebody. Oh, this is a good thing. But I'm telling you. Now, I'm going to talk about this group tonight. You're going to see more people going crazy. Lunatic spirit. They gave you a number. 988. To let you know. This is the thing now. You're going to see more suicide. You're going to see more young folks. to the devil, baby. Pin it down. They let him check a load of tongue off and talk in the ghetto and they come up missing. Guns on these trains, assault weapons on the train, and the people get them off against each other. Washington, D.C., Congress, Democrats, Republicans, is a call here. Because they're not pushing the right bill. Stop the killing, save the baby. That could be you. One lady went to the gas station, and they were shooting. She got shot in the leg. She wasn't even in the shooting. There's too many guns. Everybody on this station just got a soul off. Somebody you know being shot. Even in the school now. Police see the shooting, they go away to it over, then they come. And one thing I want to say tonight, all this killing and shooting, somebody ain't catching nobody. We got all these cameras. Got cameras downtown, coming everywhere. Oh, he got away. Well, what you got a camera for? You can't find it. You got a license plate number. You got the color of the car. You know if it was white or black. But you can't find it. You got away. We set this for them. Don't listen to the hype. We just got this information in. I told you, all this COVID-19 come out of China. China spread it all over the world. And I just not telling you that. You don't have to tell me that. I already know that. If you was a spiritual man, a woman of God, you know where it comes from. That's where it comes from. It comes from China. They take it differently. Messing with them, all of that. Away from tonight, you got to I'm praying for you. Sister Wonder. Praying for you tonight. Thank you, Brother Jerry. Tell your wife, God bless her. I got the information. I'll see you in the morning. Amen. I want to tell you tonight that God have a blessing with your name on. When you study the Bible comes to be in your heart. The word that you speak, it becomes into you. You become the living word of God. I'm praying for you. Sister Betty just got back from Arkansas with a film. I'm praying for you. I want to tell you. Love telephone call, ask for prayer. Ask for prayer. You want a financial breakthrough. I feel your financial breakthrough is breakthrough. And also, J-Bad and prayer comes with me. I read it last night. He's going to increase the walk of your character. I want to tell you. Revelation. When God gives you something, he can't take it from you. But man didn't give it. They kept this on our heart. The Lord and David was a man after God's own heart. David repented. And David, the head of Goliath, David was a warrior for God. He messed up, but he repented. But he let everybody know. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. What he was saying, God is my protector. You ain't got to go to Sunday school. You ain't got to sit in church or child. No, that God is your protector. If you let him, somebody has left me on. I got that revelation. But the spirit, God will let the people fight. He's going to do a quick bad word I want to give you tonight is cleansing. God cleansing. God is bringing things together. And as you play tonight, you might have a morning. God is not moving slow, he moves fast. I'm praying for the people that come in here. Let it know one of them to start with that same belief. What I'm saying to you tonight, all the stuff from the dark is coming to the light. All the evil people doing through the years. Mass grave. Mass day of grace. Mass grave in the depth. The earth is puking them up. The sea is healing them up. But when it comes up, the spirit of the truth got to come out. I wish I had somebody. The spirit of the truth got to come out. But what we're looking at 2022 proof. Resurrection of truth. The downfall of all the lies and failure. The earth is giving it up. In the book of Enoch, the angels disobeyed God. You see, the angels is children of God. They came down, they had sex with women, and out of the sex, they had giants. Giants got so ruthless, they started killing humans, drinking blood, and eating animals and sucking their blood that they had to be destroyed. And from the sex that the giants had with the women, the giants kids are evil. They're evil. So God's hand is on the evil of this land. I know ain't no pastor gonna tell you that. I'm telling you the real deal. And the real deal is God will heal your body, your mind, your soul, if you just let him do it. Mary, I want to know if you're on 323rd number 1 for being ready in a minute. We've already here. 23rd number 1 there. You on now.
Mary, okay, hold on.
Got it.
Okay. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that. Amen. One of the things that the 23rd number gives us. It gives us David's story, what David had to go through, and how David come out and let the mission go up. David, a man of God's own heart. What I'm saying to you is what's going on in the country. Thank God for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was a prophet for his time. Some of you still don't understand that. Some of you don't even know, ain't even talk to kids. About the leadership that we have in America. Right now, we're standing still because we're not taking care of each other. And that's the most important thing that we need to do. This speech Dr. King made and it's so true, I got to play it.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power. Yes, yes.
Is this Bible class tonight, Bible study, you turn your Bible to the 60th of Isaiah, 6th chapter of Isaiah, Revelation, the 14th chapter of Revelation. I want you to understand tonight, God, and you know, to be considered number one, you did a lot of reading, but did you understand it? Did you read it? You got an understanding. Did you get revelation knowledge from it? And I say that because you were changed and you will put everything in God's hands. You won't worry. And God will always send help. And I want to say this, help is on his way. Somebody needs help is on his way. Somebody needs breakthrough. He's on his way. You have a family problem, but you won't face your family problem. And when you don't face your problem, if it's a family problem, problem on the job, problem in the community, I'm praying for the mother who lost so many lives in Chicago. Do you know there's more killing going in Chicago than over there with a soldier right now? You know, that's what's going on. That's what I want you to know. It's more killing over in Afghanistan. What they saying that? Nobody gets killed over the weekend. And we had 25 get killed here. Another 25 in Detroit. That's 50. Another 75 in L.A. We lose over 1,000 people over the weekend. Sometimes more than that. Ain't somebody more got injured. Want to get killed by gun violence. And Congress, the rich Congress up there, feel that there ain't nothing is all right for your kids to get killed. It's all right for people to shoot assault rifles. They just busted a boy, 15, with three assault rifles and four magazines in the trunk of his car. What's going on, people? Is you praying? Is you talking about it? Write your congressman. Write the mayor. Write all of them. Now, they're going to have a bit in Inglewood, Lundale. People were killed at the gas station. People were killed trying to jack the car. Now, they're going to put all the infantry downtown next week. They got the big palooza. And ain't nobody going to get killed. So we have to be able to change the language. What's going on? David said, The Lord is my shepherd. And he was letting people know that God is his shepherd. That's personal. Now, if you trust God, body, mind, soul, and spirit, you ain't going to let nobody tell you what God can't do. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. And sometimes you match up yourself with the man where it ain't working. You match yourself up with the woman. It ain't working. Because you're supposed to work. Because you have a motive. There's no love there.
Love.
Now, when that go on, when that happens, you know, I want to, the girl was asking me, when a man find a woman, he find a good thing. The question is, if you wanted the women? And when a woman find a man, she found a ruby, Mary. Where is your ruby? Okay? So the Bible speaks about it. Look in your Bible. Look it up. I ain't just talking. When a man find a woman, he find a good thing. And when a woman find a man, she find a ruby. Ruby is red and a ruby sparkle. If it ain't sparkle, it ain't red, it ain't your man. When a man find a woman, he find a good thing. A woman glory is her hair. It's all that's in the Bible. That's what the Bible said. Now, you can debate all you want to. The Bible said Adam and Eve. You can debate that. Some of you lie so much. Not about everything. The man and woman. You can say you a man if you want to. You can say you're a woman if you want to. If you were born a male or a female, can nobody change that? Because God knows what he wants to do, and God can make no mistake. Now, y'all ain't going to like this. There's a curse somewhere in that bloodline. Might be a generational curse. Because the boy asked me, this is why I'm gay. First, you're gay because you want to be. Second, you done told people you were born that way. That's a lie. Now, if something happened like that, you better check out your ancestors and see to what they was doing. By the way, God told Enoch, these angels got to be prosecuted, and Enoch, they have already messed up, gave secrets to humans, and by the way, had sex with them, had children with them. Every angel had sex with a human, they had giants. When the giants started having sex with women, they had evil people. This is Bible. This is the word of God. You want the word, this is the word. But I want to say to you tonight, whatever you need, if you got to need to plant a seed, and I'm asking you to plant your seed, I see the spirit of Jabez coming around me. If you plant this seed for this month, it's going to manifest in August. The job, the breakthrough, the financial breakthrough. If you plant your seed now, the harvest will be in August. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. David said it, the Lord is my shepherd. Daniel said it, I'm not going to bow. So the lion couldn't get him. The lion just looked at him.
Meshach, when I talk about Meshach, they stayed with God. They stayed with prayer. They stayed with suffering.
Exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham,
yeah,
and of Isaac, yeah, and of Jacob.
Yeah.
You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet,
yeah,
on his head.
Yeah.
Saul's own sword in his hand.
Well.
Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing,
yeah,
he took them back,
yeah,
and requested only his strength,
uh-huh,
and God.
Yeah.
You know the victory that he brought to Israel.
Well.
And when he went marching back to the capital,
uh-huh,
the women along the way composed a new song.
Yeah.
And Saul has killed his thousands.
Yeah.
But David has killed his 10,000.
Yeah.
You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul.
Yeah.
And how Saul sought to kill him.
Yeah.
And how he had to run and hide.
Well. Yeah.
And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south,
yeah,
and another company closing in from the north,
yeah,
and another one from the east, and another one from the west.
Yeah.
And there was no escape for David.
Yeah.
And God whispered to a spider,
yeah,
and told David to run in a cave,
yeah,
and told that spider to get busy,
yeah,
and web up that cave.
Yeah.
And when the soldier got there,
yeah,
God is my shepherd.
That I shall not want. Get busy. That was Dr. Franklin talking about the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And I just wanted to share that with you tonight.
And I feasted to my satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
He let me then lay down in a plenty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Green pasture.
Uh-huh.
To green pasture.
Well,
that's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful. No, no, this thing is nothing piteous. I'm a child of the King. And my Father says the world is mine. And the fullness thereof belongs to me. Gold and silver are mine. And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand. Just for charity.
Yeah.
Nothing pitiful.
Wow.
He makes me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Right.
And he leads me beside the still water.
Yeah.
The still water. Yeah. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep,
uh-huh,
in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee,
oh,
the
yeah,
waves were billowing,
yeah,
and tossed it.
Yeah.
Sheep being of a timid nature, why would leave very often without sufficient drink?
Yeah.
Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench,
uh-huh,
dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench,
uh-huh,
and into the pool.
Uh-huh. Well.
And the water in the pool was called still water.
Yeah.
Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid.
Yeah.
I think that's what God does for us who have faith in him.
Yeah.
Sometimes life's billowy sea is too restless,
yeah,
for our timid souls to drink.
Yeah.
But God has a way of opening up a private pool,
yeah, yeah,
and letting our souls drink,
yeah,
to the soul's satisfaction.
Yeah.
I don't believe you know what I'm talking about tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh.
He opens up a private pool for my soul.
Yeah.
And not only that, he restores my soul.
Yeah.
Soul is pretty hard to define.
Uh-huh.
Nobody can really say what soul is.
Boy.
I think as close as we can come is to say it's a little part of God.
Yeah.
And then soul has been defined as being one's ability to sympathize.
Yeah.
One's ability to be considerate. One's ability to be considerate and compassionate. One's ability to be unselfish. Isn't it so? So that if you've lost your ability to sympathize with others, if you are only interested in your own welfare, if you are inconsiderate of everybody but yourself, you have lost your soul. And David seemed to have found himself in that condition on one occasion. And then he went to God. And he created in him a clean heart. And renewed a right spirit within him. And then restored his soul. I wish you knew what I was talking about tonight. Restored his soul. Did you so? No wonder then he said, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. He leadeth me. It is said that Dr. Ku, the great Chinese Christian, one day was standing out on a hill overlooking a little city in China where he was born. It is said that the Japanese planes, when China was at war, flew over and bombed the home of his birth. Bombed the bank